Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening. So you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Monday, February 19th, 2024 in the Gregorian calendar and the 10th of Adar 5784 in the Hebrew calendar. Now, let's get to the news. Court proceedings on Monday had Palestinian representatives accusing Israel of establishing an illegal occupation in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, along with a system of apartheid. This all took place in the International Court of Justice, or the ICJ, in The Hague. The proceedings were initiated by a request from the UN General Assembly seeking an advisory opinion on the legal consequences of Israel's 56-year presence in these territories. The Palestinian Authority lobbied the General Assembly to request the advisory opinion in the first place. The Palestinian Authority's Foreign Minister Riyad Maliki urged the ICJ to declare the Israeli occupation illegal and to demand its immediate cessation, citing options presented to Palestinians as ethnic cleansing, apartheid, or genocide. Israel rejected the legitimacy of the hearings, arguing they were negotiated and designed to prejudice the outcome against Israel and circumvent direct negotiations, emphasizing previous failed attempts at resolving the conflict politically. Saturday night, hostile elements, quote-unquote, tried to take over the communication system of an El Al plane. The plane was flying from Thailand and was able to make it to the Holy Land safely, thanks to the crew's skepticism of instructions that differed from the set route. According to Israeli media, this is the second time such an incident has occurred this week. Sources in Somalia say that a group within the de facto state Somaliland is responsible for the attempted attacks. Israel flies over the African country to get to and from Thailand. Apparently, there have been communication issues in Somalia all week, not just within El Al planes. Still, many El Al passengers are worried for their safety on future flights. When asked about the scenario of remotely hijacking an Israeli passenger plane, experts say that people should have faith in their pilots who know how to manually manage the aircraft, even if their computers are being compromised. Friday, two Israelis were killed and four were wounded in a shooting attack at a Re'im junction in southern Israel. The victims are 23-year-old Ishai Gardner and 27-year-old Ori Ya'ish. The four suffering injuries are being treated at Rehovot's Kaplan Medical Center. The Shin Bet has identified the terrorist as a 37-year-old East Jerusalem resident. He opened fire at a bus stop with a handgun until he was shot and killed by an off-duty reserve officer. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, quote, "This attack reminds us that the whole country is a front and that the murderers who come not only from Gaza want to kill us all," end quote. We here at the Israel Daily News Podcast send out our heartfelt condolences to the family, friends, and community members affected by this tragedy. The Israel Defense Forces are reporting the death of Staff Sergeant Simon Shlomov, a 20-year-old soldier from the paratroopers brigade who was killed in combat in southern Gaza. This casualty brings the military toll in the ground offensive against Hamas to 235. Additionally, a Hamas official based in Qatar informed Reuters news agency that the terror group estimates its own losses at 6,000 fighters during the four-month conflict. That's just over half of the 10,000 deaths of Hamas fighters that Israel claims it has taken. Norway has agreed to help assist the transfer of the Palestinian Authority's tax revenues that Israel has been withholding. Since the 1990s, Israel has collected tax revenues on behalf of the PA and then transferred it to Ramallah. On Hamas's attack on October 7th, the Israeli cabinet has refused to transfer the portion of funds that Ramallah sends to services in Gaza in concern that the money might fall into Hamas hands. In protest, the PA has refused to accept any tax revenues from Israel, although that's what makes up the majority of the Palestinian Authority annual budget. The PA is looking toward a financial collapse as their employees have not been fully paid in months. Last month, the cabinet approved a system in which the Gaza funds would be sent to Norway and held there until Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich signs them off to be sent from there to the PA, the Palestinian Authority, in the West Bank. The U.S. has been pressuring Norway to accept the proposed framework. On Sunday, Norway endorsed this transfer plan. I want to thank all of you for your interest in Israeli affairs, Israeli politics, our world politics. I also want to thank all of you who personally finance and fund the Israel Daily News podcast with monthly contributions. You can support us by heading over to anchor.fm/Israel Daily News. You can contribute whatever feels good to you. To make a one-time contribution to my special wartime coverage, which we take very seriously, you can type in Shanna Fold and GoFundMe into Google and find that right away. You can also support us by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. 2, you can share the show with a friend. And 3, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at IsraelDaily.news, as well as Shanna Fold. My name has 2 N's in it, and I'm very sensitive about that. You can also find us on Twitter at Israel Podcast. If you are a business owner and you are interested in advertising or promoting your business with the Israel Daily News podcast, you can also get in touch with us about that opportunity. And if you are an Olé Chadash or an Olá Chadasha, a new immigrant here in Israel, I run programming for newcomers to Tel Aviv, and I am hosting a big event for people between 20 and 40 years old on Wednesday with the creator of the hit show Fauda, someone that I have worked with to create other programming for Showtime, a 4-part documentary series, a docudrama, if you will, that we worked on together. And now he's speaking to the Olim community. That means the immigrant community. And that's happening on Wednesday. So you can sign up. You can head over to Tribe Tel Aviv on Facebook or on Instagram. You can find the event on Eventbrite. Tribe Tel Aviv, our program is called the Sunset Series. I'm your host on Wednesday evening. So if you're here in Israel and you'd like to hear about the crossroads between fiction and fact from Avi Issacharov, the creator of Fauda, go sign up for that and I'll be happy to see you there. The Times of Israel has a cute piece about how more Jews than ever before are wearing the Star of David these days. The Star of David, also known as the Shield of David, if you translate that from Hebrew into English, it's a symbol deeply rooted in Jewish tradition and identity. The 6-point star has been used since antiquity. It ultimately came to symbolize Jewishness and Jewish identity, becoming a popular motif on synagogue buildings starting in the 17th century. While its origins as a specific emblem associated with King David are not actually supported by biblical or archaeological evidence, it has evolved over time to symbolize Jewish identity. In modern times, it's also become a popular motif for jewelry, Judaica, and it's meant to show an expression of Jewish pride. Today, more Jews than ever before are wearing stars proudly in response to global anti-Semitism and conflicts, and of course, the current war underway between Israel and Hamas. I tell you, I picked up this story when I saw it online because I personally have been noticing a lot of people wearing their Magen David, their Star of David, even right here in Israel, which I actually think that more Jews often wear their Star of David outside of Israel. Maybe because they, when you live in Israel, it's assumed that most of us are Jews. There are about 9.3 million people here, and a little more than 2 million are Arab Christians and Arab Muslims and other ethnic groups, but a lot are Jews. So I just happen to be seeing a lot of people, a lot of Israelis, wearing their Star of David necklace, which has been really nice to see that display of Jewish pride, even right here in the Jewish homeland where no one necessarily needs to prove their Judaism. So a little food for thought there, or should I say a star for thought? All right, well, that is it for today's show. Today is Monday, February 19th, 2024. Tel Aviv has a low of 12 degrees Celsius and a high of 18 degrees. That's 54 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 65 degrees for the high. Subscribe to the Israel Daily News Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing it from. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. The Israel Weekly News Wrap is a newsletter with the top five stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. And of course, with a personal note from me at the top. You can sign up for that at IsraelDailyNews.org. A big thank you goes out to our social media director, Michelle Milner. I'm going to send you off now with a song called Come Out by Lee Eller. Have a great and productive day and an excellent week. Shavua Tov, everyone.
I'm looking right at you, a silhouette. They're talking about you, figuring out what's so hard to get inside and around you. White space.